Hello and welcome to the fourth episode of The Travel Show. I'm your host Pascal. Enjoy the show. So this episode I want to give you 5 smart budget tips basically, and the first tip is to always ask for an upgrade in hotel, because you never know if they might have one, and if you don't ask, well, you're not getting anything, so it doesn't hurt to ask. For example, I once got a free upgrade in a hotel. It was very cool. Basically, I just say, hey, do you have like an upgrade maybe for me available? It's like, let me check. And yeah, they had. And it was like a better room with actually a better view. So yeah, doesn't hurt to ask. The second thing is always have like a basic first aid kit with plasters, maybe with some emergency things if you have like allergic things for it. When you're traveling by plane, make sure you have like the inscriptions for the guys to check, the security guys to check. And the third tip I would give you is always to avoid taxis, unless you absolutely have to. You can, if you have to, get an Uber or a Lyft. But just travel with public transport if you can, or if you can Lyft by some friends, do that. Because taxis will really rip you off, really. And there's always free walking tours in your city. Just Google free walking tours in your city where you are going to travel to, and there should be like a free walking tour. It's a great way to know the city. The tour guides are very professional nowadays, so they will guide you around for free. And if you like the tour, you can always like give a tip, so don't worry about that. And the last tip I would say is always carry like a power bank or an extra USB charger, because you don't know when you will have power next time. Some hotels, they don't have power trips basically, so it's very hard to charge your phone. Nowadays, yeah, phone is very important, so always carry like an extra power bank or have like an extra USB charger or maybe like an international adapter if you travel abroad far away. Alright, if you don't mind, I can interview you maybe.
Yeah, sure, no problem.
Right. So, can you introduce yourself maybe?
Elijah, you can call me Dad. I come from Serbia, from Europe.
Okay. Yeah.
My hobbies are music. I like to listen to music. I play piano. I'm pretty chill. To party and stuff like that. So yeah,
that's cool. Cool. So you're from Serbia, and how's the weather there currently?
Well, currently it's kind of moody. It's rainy, but usually it's pretty sunny, pretty freaking good. Mm-hmm. But yeah, today it's raining, so it kind of sucks.
Yeah. Well, my show is all about traveling, so I'm more focused on traveling. Is that no problem for you?
Oh yeah, no problem.
Cool, cool. Yes. So, what do you think about your culture, Serbia, Serbians?
My culture? Oh, well, I mean, it's pretty interesting. We have a lot of culture because mm-hmm. been around for like 1,000 and something years.
It's a long time.
Yeah, but I don't really like traditional music here, stuff like that. I'm not really into that. But that's about it. I like the stuff like there's a lot of how can I explain it? That's about it. I don't know really about stuff.
In which city are you from, if I may ask?
I'm from Belgrade, that's the capital city.
All right, and to any listeners, what attractions would you recommend from Belgrade?
from Belgrade. Definitely visit a fortress called Kalemegdan. And it's pretty like it's just like a chill place where you can hang out with your friends, see
Yeah,
this
cool.
giant fortress. If you want to go for a walk a bit, there's a street called Knez Mikhailova. It's where all the shops are located, and it's like where people just walk around, chill in a cafe or something.
Not cool.
About party life, well,
Yeah,
there is
nightlife. Nightlife.
nightlife is pretty awesome here. I'm not really into the mainstream stuff. I'm more like into underground raves and stuff like that. So, with it, there's a place just kind of like a river, I can say, Adatigalia. There's a lot of parties on boats, like right there. There's raves.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah.
Cool. Yeah, I'm going to a rave like in a couple of days. It's gonna be awesome.
Ah, cool. And what's their average price for a beer?
Average price for a beer? You want it in dollars or euros?
And euros probably in dollars. Either is fine.
It's around, let's say, $2, maybe even less. It's pretty cheap. Yeah, we can
Anything above that will rip you off, probably.
Excuse me, can you repeat, please? I can't hear you.
What would your dream destination be if you have all the money in the world?
My dream, probably just chilling, enjoying life, traveling. Probably visit some like places like Amsterdam. I went
Cool.
once. It's my dream town, my dream country.
Actually, I'm from the Netherlands, so
Oh, nice. Yeah, I visited once. It was awesome.
yeah, cool.
Yeah, just enjoy life and generally hang out with friends. I would be pretty modest. I wouldn't spend a lot on like flashy things. Just trying to enjoy life. Yeah,
Cool.
that's fine.
And the final question I have here, plane, boat, train, or car, if you have to choose only one.
Plane or car? Let me see. Well, I don't know how to drive a plane, so I
Well, someone will drive it for you, of course.
then I'll probably choose a plane.
Yeah, this is the easiest.
Yeah, it's the fastest way of traveling. So.
So what do you like about the Netherlands so much? It's just that.
I mean, I just love the streets, how it looks, all the people there. Everybody I met there was nice to me. Yeah, it's pretty freaking awesome. I
And
love.
everyone speaks English.
Yeah. And I like to drive bikes a lot. And there's like a bike on every single corner
Yeah.
there.
Now the Netherlands have three bikes for every person, so
Nice.
the 40 million by 45 million bikes, and there are only like 70 million people.
Wow, that's
We
amazing.
love bikes and ice skating.
Yo, so what's it up like in Netherlands?
Well, currently I'm living in Dublin actually, but I was there last weekend. But the weather was very sunny actually, but now it started raining. The weather is amazing. But yeah, I'm from the east of Netherlands, so that's near Germany actually. And I don't know if you heard of Nijmegen.
Not
Near
really.
Utrecht. It's probably near Utrecht.
Oh, nice.
It's a small town. It's the oldest town in the Benelux, so it's very old, 2,000 years old.
Oh.
If
Well,
you go there, if you go back next time, visit Nijmegen. It's really nice. It's
nice.
very old and traditional as well. It's very cool and
Nice.
small. It's not like nothing compared to Amsterdam.
Oh yeah, but Amsterdam, that was amazing. Like that's my dream town. That's where I would go.
Have you been to Rotterdam, like the more modern city?
No. I haven't traveled a lot in my life, probably because I was still pretty young, I would guess. I traveled to Greece, I traveled to Amsterdam, I traveled to, if you heard, Macedonia, I traveled to London, and just traveled around Europe mostly. Never went out of the
Ah, cool.
over the seas.
Any plans to do soon in the future?
Oh, definitely. I'm soon going from here, soon going to college. I'm studying psychology, and I plan on traveling a lot because you get like cheaper prices on plane tickets and stuff like that when you're a college student. So that'd be amazing. I'd like to visit
When
Japan.
you want to visit, sorry, what?
I want to visit with Japan.
Oh yeah, everyone wants to. I want to too. Tokyo, Well, one thing I would recommend to you is like be a flying, be a frequent flyer basically. So you will save up air miles, and that will save you money in the long run, or upgrades even to business. It's really good.
Thank you.
It's what I'm doing, and I fly for free, so.
Nice, man. So you got any more questions? I mean, I can
No,
answer.
that's it. Well, one more maybe, and hotel or hostel if you have to choose.
Hotel.
So more luxury.
Yeah. I
But
mean,
in hostel, you will meet more people who like to travel too, you know, make more friends.
Yeah, but still, I would choose like
Privacy.
because I'm not really good like oriental space. I get lost really quickly. I need a tour guide to show me around and stuff like that. So I would rather choose like all inclusive so I can really appreciate the city.
Yeah, true. Good point.
I mean, I get lost in my own town. I don't know how. Even imagine going somewhere else without something like that.
Well, I never get lost though. I always carry Google Maps with me, so. Well, all right, then. Thank you for your time. And this was the interview with Alija. Nice meeting you. And
You
have a good
too.
day, mate.
See you, man.
Hey guys, hope you liked that interview with this Serbian guy, Ilija, from Serbia. He's from Belgrade, actually. And yeah, it was very surprising to hear from him that his dream destination is Amsterdam, a city I kinda hate because it's like so touristic. And it was very cool to talk with him, basically. Yeah, hope you enjoyed it. In the next show, if you have any shout outs, just comment and send me a voice message. Just do it, and I will maybe include you in the next episode. If you have any ideas, let me know. And yeah, have a nice day. Pascal out.